Welcome to the after show here on warm1013.com, our pretty much daily podcast.
Pretty much.
You guys saying we skip.
Well, once in a while.
I ain't no jipper.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, Tony is.
Well, once in a while, you know, it's like you need a break. I need a break from you guys once in a while. You know?
I don't blame you. Everybody needs a break from me.
So this is a thing that's real. Gallup released their annual negative experience index. I mean, really, we have a negative experience index that they ask questions. I mean, how negative is that? You know, that's just crazy, right?
And it
said they track bad vibes worldwide.
Where are the worst bad vibes?
Well, I'll tell you, Iraq. Yeah, right.
I could have told you that.
I know. By the way, last year was the worst year in 15 years for all of us. No shocker there. 2020 was a sucky year.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, I loved it, actually.
You did?
I mean, personally, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I met my husband.
That's true.
The world fell in place.
Nikki meets her husband in a pandemic.
There you go. Anyway, we felt the worst last year than we felt in over 15 years. And so the best place was Taiwan.
Really?
Yeah, their low score of 13. I don't know.
That's interesting.
It didn't provide an exact score for the United States, but they gave it a color-coded chart, and it looked like we're roughly in the middle of, you know. So I understand that, but yeah, it was a rough year. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but we weathered through it, and there are times, you know, I had it easier than most because I didn't have little kids at home, you know.
It'd be so hard.
I can't imagine trying to homeschool two or three kids
and do your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, right.
It was a rough life, Tony. Yeah.
So it was, I'm sure. So my, I had, and it was
yeah,
still
my
pretty
kid
difficult.
Went to school this past September, but before that, it was hard.
Yeah.
Trying to motivate those children. I can imagine even younger when you're actually having to do everything for them, right?
Yeah.
At least Nate was old enough to where he could kind of do it all on his own on the computer.
Yeah.
Right? But it's tough. It's hard on the kids. It was hard on the parents. It was hard on the teachers. It's hard on everyone.
Yeah. The toughest thing for me was my daughter. She lost her job. She was out of work for 10, 11 months. You know, so that was difficult for everybody because, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully 2021 will have a better.
Yes, let's hope so.
A better. They used to call it the misery index, which I thought, what a terrible name.
Yeah. You're bringing me down.
I know. So bring me up.
Hot dog day is today, right?
Today's hot dog day,
special hot dog day.
Yes. So, what's your favorite hot dog, Nikki?
White hot all the way.
Oh, you
white
like the White Hot
Zweigels. Okay.
There's no other place in the world you can get a white hot except for Rochester. That's it.
Yeah, this is where I fell in love.
Yeah.
Now, where you are from, do they have specific hot dogs in your area or no?
No. I mean, Johnsonville Brats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ballpark?
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying here. Like, Buffalo has the, what do they say?
Salins,
whatever. And here is
Zweigels.
Hoffman's is in Syracuse. Every, city here has, a hot dog. You go to Myrtle Beach, we couldn't find anything but a ballpark. It was like, what is happening? So we're pretty fortunate here that we all have, our own thing. And when I was in Buffalo a few weeks ago, they're true, whatever those are called again.
Salins
Stadium. Salin. Yes. So that's their thing. So, but yet they don't like ours, but we don't like theirs, you know, the Zweigels or the Hoffman's. Like, it's so funny.
I mean, I think Hoffman and Salin are good hot dogs, but, you know, when you grow up with a Zweigel, and there's no, I mean, the best part about a Zweigel is you can either split it and cook it, you know, inside and out, or just let it pop open.
Yeah.
And you got to burn it. You got to burn the thing. Okay. It's got to have black. Got to have black on it. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it tastes
well, we
so good.
Actually toured. I don't think Nikki was with us then, but we toured how they make the Zweigels.
It's Zweigels. Yeah. It was very clean. Very. And
it was super clean.
Yeah.
I think I've told you guys before my horrible, epic fail. When I first started here 17 years ago.
What'd you say?
I was anchoring the noon show, which is, you know, I'm a reporter. I'm getting my big anchor chance, right? And I said, Zweigels.
Zweigels.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Got called into the news director's office.
Oh,
he's like,
no.
Never say that again. Really? You'll be crucified.
Well, it's funny because I got a story about Emlich. Doug Emlich from Channel 13. Similar situation when he was young, doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying, he said the word prosciutto.
instead of prosciutto?
Prosciutto, yes. Because it looks like prosciutto.
Okay,
you know?
So I will not say who did this, but someone said epitome instead of epitome on air. No names will be mentioned.
On your TV?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
I mean, if it's a cold read and you see that, yeah. I think I would probably say the same thing.
Yeah, you like freeze up.
Like, what's that word?
But yeah, so today's hot dog day, so I think I'll probably have
Gotta have a hot dog. Michigan, we had Coney Island joints all over the place, and what those were like, you could get a foot long with chili and cheese and onions on it. Like, they were on every corner. Coney Island.
Most hot dogs I ate at one sitting. Ready for this? You guys would... Eight.
Eight?
Gross.
Eight hot dogs.
Like, regular size?
Eight regular hot dogs with buns.
Zweigels?
Yep, Zweigels. When I was 18 years old. And my buddies and I, the drinking age was 18. We used to go hang out at the Thurston Grill, and across the street was a place called Paul's Hots. So after the night of having a couple of drinks, you go across the street, and I went up and I ordered two hot dogs. Went down, ate it, no temp fast. Went up, ordered two more. Same thing. I did it four times. Eight hot dogs. I had, when I was 17 years old, I was in New York City for the first time, and I was walking from the hotel I was staying at, which was on 34th Street. The Waldorf Astoria, to my uncle's house in Greenwich Village. I was with a couple of buddies. And they have the footlongs there. I had three of those on my way to my uncle's house.
Really?
With sauerkraut, mustard, the whole nine yards. When you're 17, you can do that. I was 6 foot tall and 160 pounds. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Well, guys, when I went to Iceland, they have this huge thing about eating Icelandic hot dogs. Mm-hmm. There was this one place you got to go when you're in Reykjavik. And we go. These things are delicious. I mean, if you ever go, you got to try one. They're made out of lamb, and they top them in Iceland with raw onions, crispy fried onions, ketchup, sweet brown mustard, and this remoulade. It's like a mayo, capers, mustard, herbs.
I'll try that.
It's a different kind of taste, and oh my gosh, we loved it. I went with three girlfriends, and of course, we took a picture of all three of us shoving these hot dogs in our mouths.
Oh my goodness,
it's
how
one
funny.
Of our favorite picks.
Yeah, I'll try that. That sounds. I'm not a big lamb fan, but I think if you buried enough with other stuff.
Oh yeah, dude,
you got all them onions on there.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm getting hungry.
I know. Now I really want a hot dog.
I know.
A whole podcast on hot dogs.
On hot dogs. That's right.
Well, down in New York City, they got Nathan's, which I don't like. Nathan's.
I don't either. It's like a sausagey kind of thing, too.
And then Hebrew National is good, but again, it's kind of greasy for me. That's what I like about the Zweigs. They're not that.
Right. Give me the white hot all day.
Yeah. I like Hoffman's. Yeah. I do like Hoffman's.
I'm going to have to do a taste test.
Oh, my gosh. Tony, have you had the hot dogs that they have at Stewart's?
Where is Stewart's?
Like, they have these up in the Adirondacks in the North Country.
Yep, Stewart's shops.
It's like a gas station, okay? But they have the best hot dogs. It's like spicy hot ones.
No, I'll give that a shot. Really?
I got to ask my husband what they call them, but he's like, he used to live up there. He used to live in Malone, like almost to Canada.
Oh, God, Malone. I know just where
that
is. Oh,
I go to the cabin, and that stuff's there all the time.
And so he used to live out there, and he fell in love with these gas station hot dogs. So whenever we go to the Adirondacks, he's like, we got to stop at Stewart's.
I would definitely try
really?
That.
Yeah, it's crazy,
I would
right?
never think about getting a hot dog from a convenience store.
A gas station. I mean, let's put it out. It's a gas station.
Is he sure, like, other people are buying them and he's not the only one?
Honey, I tried it. I love it.
I'd give it a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
I hit those all the time on the way to the cabin.
Really?
I'm telling you. I'll find out the official name of them.
Right.
They're amazing.
In fact, we're going to Oswego tomorrow, and they have one. No, we're going Friday. Friday. And then they have one on the way to Oswego. I'll check it out.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess that's the hot dog report for Hot Dog Day.
Right?
I guess so.
That's our time. All right. See you on the radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.